April 17th. Dear you, despite the numerous words currently existing in the world and the continuous inventions of new words, there are none that aptly describes what I'm feeling. Depressed doesn't necessarily suit it, nor does melancholy. I suppose the closest word to describe the current state of my being is numb. It's very difficult trying to describe exactly how I feel and form the various emotions I experience into words. Which is ironic considering the fact that I feel as though I can't experience emotion fully. Nor do I actually feel. The only feeling which stands out is this numbing, static feeling of pure stillness. No matter if something bad or good happens, my mood sways only a little to the left or right, but never too much. It's as if I'm in a constant state of paralysis, unable to move, unable to speak, unable to think or feel. The heavy, messy bundle of paralysis and stillness lays within me and constantly remains in some weird dark state, as if it were a black hole where any source of feelings of enjoyment, sadness, excitement just goes to die, disappear. The place where I feel as if my insides are creating a large hole inside me. I can't seem to figure out the cause of it or pinpoint exactly when it began. The feelings of warmth from laughter and the comforting relief after crying is completely absent. The continuous pixel-like static just stirs inside me like a black hole engulfing everything in existence. I'm trapped in a state I can't get out of, no matter how hard I try to picture escaping, no matter how hard I try, no matter the many ways I try to avoid it. It seems that there will always be a way for it to come back, in ways I can't even describe. I suppose this paralyzed state I'm in can be the reason for my lack of empathy in many situations. The apathy I developed without realizing. All the things I was capable of feeling seems so far away from reality as it is now. Pain? Unknown. Joy, non-existent. Sadness, absent. Emotions, missing. As days pass by, the more I am bound to this state, the tighter it holds on to me. And the less I feel. Sincerely, me.